all the nobles are removed from there.
Swamiji, is this the, is this the bhakti mark or the man mark?
Papa has coined a new word, parabhakti.
Parabhakti. So it has both aspects.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to ask one question.
Yeah.
When I sit like in Swamiji's room, very nice atmosphere, I will be drawn now. But it doesn't stop by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes on. Should I sort of try for some time to stop also?
No. Let it go like that. That suddenly, you know, you are now trying to understand. Somebody is witnessing the Ramnam. Actually, Ramnam will stop by itself.
But it doesn't stop in my case. So
Achha, you are witnessing, you know.
Yeah.
You know that Ramnam is going on. Who is knowing? Who is knowing that? That is important. That we will become aware. Let us not bring any concept and then spoil it. Let it take its own course. He says, go on repeating Ram Nam continuously without any break. The method of approach through sound has been found to be the easiest. As soon as the mind is absorbed in Ram Nam, we rise higher into a state of super consciousness, where there is absolute soundlessness. The sound that you hear is what comes out of that infinite silence. The sound that you hear is what comes out of that infinite silence. When we repeat the mantra aloud, we tune ourselves to the sound produced by it. The next one is very important. And through the sound, we enter into the perfect stillness within us. Through the sound, we enter into the perfect stillness within us. Even when we repeat these words, the sound comes. The sound is audible because there is soundlessness, you know, as the base. So through that sound, Papa says, you know, we are led to that stillness. When we repeat the mantra aloud, we tune ourselves to the sound produced by it, and through the sound, we enter into the perfect stillness within us. So the sound must possess us. The sound is the first movement of the motionless. When we keep on passing through this experience, he says, be a witness of all movements. Detach yourself from them and become the observer of them. Then you will realize that you are the eternal witness and the body is not yourself. Many rules have to be observed for control of the mind. Who is observance of silence is one of them. Who is observing silence? Let us try to find out. Sit silent. Detach yourself from the mind. Watch its activities, including Namachandi. Sit silent. Detach yourself from the mind. Watch its activities. The watcher is the real you, the self-immortal. So when the Nama goes on by itself, awareness becomes aware of the chanting. That witness, the one who knows, Papa says, that is the witness. The watcher is the real you, the self-immortal. So, these are some of the ways by which he says, you know, Rama takes us to that Paravakti state, that supreme state, when we get a glimpse of our own original nature, the core of our being. And again, when we come back to the individual level, then again we try. Yesterday we were sharing, you know, for that he said that the outer activity should be compatible with inner aspiration. Whatever we think, whatever we talk, whatever we do, should be in line with that, in conformity with this. Otherwise, the mind will not go inward. The mind will always be craving to go outside. So that is why he gives a lot of importance for purity of action. That also comes through chanting of Ramana, constantly with faith and devotion, bringing in that love dimension in all that we think, in all that we talk, in all that we do. Like that, that when the purificatory process is on, a stage comes when you will be able to go inward effectively. Here also he says, utterance of God's name is to make the mind ultimately still, free from all thoughts. In the stillness it is that you know and realize God. Bhajan, kirtan, namasmaran are all means to that end. You have to repeat, chant or sing the name, no doubt, for a certain period. After that, repetition must cease. Mind must become perfectly still. In the stillness, duality is transcended. Repeated and the repeated, devotee and God become one. So some clues. So as we keep on, here what we feel is, after Papa experienced this, he brought out the revelations. In our case, we are reading this, forming certain concepts about the method. So it will not help us. We cannot go like this. It is the natural graduated stage. We don't know how to make it clear. Let the natural flow go. Suppose it is chanting, let it go. Let us not form, damn it, or you know, bring another thought to say this is not the right, this is not right. No. Because these revelations came after he reached the stage. So then it becomes very, very clear to us. God who is seated within us will guide us in our own way. We keep on doing it. These are some of the clues. Oh, stillness. To understand stillness, this might help. Suppose we start doing this. Oh, this is how it should go. This is how it should go. No. So when we say utterance of God's name is to make the mind ultimately still, we can understand whether the Nama chanting is leading us to the stillness inside. Not that we stop it. This is very, very important. Very, very important. Otherwise, you know, you can see everywhere you get stuck somewhere. The concept of some Mahatma, somebody words, it comes and stands before us. So it should go naturally. Anyway, he has prompted. And he is initiating it from inside. And he has got his own ways of doing it in our case. So then we go along with it. Every now and then, it is something like, you know, you are going to Mangalore for the first time. Every now and then you are just checking up whether you are on the right track. You are just looking at the kilometer stone. Ah, yes, yes, I am on the right. I am on the right. That's all. Only for that purpose it can serve. Not that we go along with what we say. Then, because every time when we do that, the concept comes in blocks. There is a natural flow. Natural.
Is it that why Papa says always surrender, surrender, surrender?
Correct. Not making anything. He will guide us. He will do it. Because every time he was relying on him only, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, he is also asking us, hey, go on surrendering. That's all. You don't say it should be like this, it should be like that, it should be like this. But every now and then, as we keep on doing it, we can check up whether we are on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
This will help us. Oh, stillness. Witness consciousness. When I am looking at you, oh, who is now knowing? Who is knowing that who is looking? We become aware that we are looking. Who is knowing? Like that, you know, we can keep on trying. or awareness bath, or anything like that. Then see for ourselves whether we are on the right track, whether we are on the right track. So instead of imposing some do's and don'ts on our life, probably we are hindering our progress. That we should be very clear about it while hearing all these things.
You mentioned earlier grace and effort. And as I remember, Swami Shantanand always told me, if trying to understand the essence of a Sanskrit sloka, find the verb first, and from the verb move forward. So I apply that in English. If, like Papaji says, that you attune yourself to the sound. It's a very skillfully, very refined way. Listening to the sound will help the process without being hindered.
Yeah.
So can you elaborate a little on that part of our effort? Not just surrendering to the process, but somehow skillfully attuning to the actually sound that's happening, the shabda. Is that part of the sadhana?
It may differ from person to person, we can't say that. But when we keep on chanting, whole-souled attention is on that sound.
Talking about concentration.
Concentration. Absolute. Absolute means absolute. 100%. 100%. Just like, you know, when we handle anything, suppose we apply the hold, it's called awareness bath, you know. That beautiful word has been coined. Totally, when you sit now, you are fully conscious of your sitting, you are looking, you are here. Now, here, applying the whole-souled attention. Similarly, when it is extended to the chanting, what happens then? Each one will know. It has to be tried. There is nothing else. The whole thing is absorbed. Tuned to completely in it. Then what happens? Then no, we can say, of course, academically we can say, no other thoughts are rushing in. We become aware of that sound. And naturally the sound can come only from the soundless. Just like when we look at this, you know, these words are visible. These words are visible because the red substratum is there. Wherever the red substratum is not there, that comes out. Suddenly we become aware of the black letters, first black letters. Then, oh, black letters is possible because there is a red substratum. So this sound as well as the soundlessness. These are all academic, but it will help us. In the experiential learning, we will come to know about it. So that is why he said, through the sound, we go to the soundless.
Something you said yesterday, that Mahatma Gandhiji said, that for spiritual progress, one must be fully awake.
Fully awake. Fully awake. 100%.
So could you elaborate on that
part? Awareness bath. Whatever we do, now we are doing it. Whatever we do, everything we do it with full awareness. Not the mind is going on elsewhere, half-heartedness, you know, you can say that. Absent-mindedness. Things may be doing, going on. We may be talking, we may be hearing, but part of the mind will be going elsewhere. The whole-souled attention, the awareness bath. We bathe it in awareness. It's a wonderful discipline we all can try. When we walk every step, when we eat, when we drink, when we bathe, when we go to the toilet, every moment, you know, you become aware of it. That discipline will enable us to get ourselves more and more riveted to the absolute awareness.
So this discipline will attune us to the essence of the Ram Nam.
Exactly. And Ram Nam will definitely take us to that. And that's what, there we should be very clear. Ram Nam will take us to that. The only thing is that faith and devotion should be poured, that's all. This Ram Nam will definitely take us. And then we have to watch whether the outer activities are incompatible, whether we have still cravings, we have priorities, preferences for something else, whether the mind space is occupied by something else, something else, something else. That we have to be alert.
Thank you.
That we have to be alert. Otherwise, you know, again, the risk is there. We may be chanting, For all practical purposes, we may be chanting, but we are not moving. Not rowing.
Anchored boat.
Boat is still there where it is.
Yes.
Papa's words, beautiful. We were able to, some of the talks of Papa, we were able to get it redeemed. So in our retreat, we were able to produce. What does spirituality mean? That is the question. That which relates to the spirit and the experience of the spirit is spirituality. Because spirit and matter are different things. Our body is material, and the spirit dwelling in this body is spiritual. So whatever weighs to the spirit within us is spiritual. We must think, feel and realize that we are not merely bodies, but we are the immortal spirit. Many people go with the impression that they are only the visible appearance, that is, body made up of the five elements. It is not so. There is a spirit within us. It is that spirit that makes us walk, talk and do everything. Now, for instance, people think when they give and receive with the hands that they are doing these movements and these actions themselves. In fact, as there is a spirit within us. It is that spirit which makes us walk, talk and do everything. Now, for instance, people think when they give and receive with the hands and are doing these movements and these actions themselves, as if they have got an independent power to do these things. There are so many movements and changes going on within the body, such as actions of the digestive organs, blood circulation, growth of hair. We cannot say these things are done by me. Can we say I am doing these things? Who is responsible for these movements within us? The same power which is responsible for these inner movements is responsible also for our outer movements. We see the wind blow, the sun giving light, the trees grow, the birds sing on the trees. So many movement changes go on round about us. They are not separate movements caused by any power individual in them, working accidentally or by chance or, as they say, due to concurrence of atoms or some such things. They explain away in order to deny the existence of a spiritual power that permeates the entire universe and is responsible for all movements and changes in it. That all-pervading power it is that makes us act, talk, do everything. If we recognize this universal power, and know that that power is responsible for what we do, then our ego will disappear. We will be one with the universal life and universal truth. And we will be supremely happy. So long as this ego is in us, which makes us feel that we are the everything ourselves, we are caught in a trap and we can never be happy. So we have been asked to resign ourselves to the will of God.